What is going on, guys? Your boy Elroy here, and welcome back to the Your Boy Elroy MMA podcast. I am your host, Josh Preppy Gina, here for another week of MMA, yes, but also just, you know, covering my life because that's what I like to do. I like to talk. This is, if this is your first time joining us, welcome. I am Josh. I am a fan of the mixed martial arts, number one, as it pertains to this podcast, at least. Number two, I am a husband, a father, and a believer. So you might hear me reference, church and prayer and Jesus, just because that's how I live my life, dog. You should too. Ask me about my man Jesus. But yeah, happy to be here. It has been a week. It has been a week. It's been a week in the world of MMA. But it's been a week in your boy's life. So let's get into that before we get into any MMA. Let's talk through the week. So this week flew by, man. It's been super busy. Where did we leave off last week? So, Saturday, what did we do Saturday? I think we just hung out. I'm almost positive we just hung out. why am I having a brain fart on what we did on Saturday? Let's start with Sunday. So, the obvious, the usual, church, Sundays, because we like to dedicate that day to the Lord and to family. So we went to church in the morning. And then after that, we went to JJ's Red Hots, which is this incredible hot dog place out here in Charlotte, North Carolina, in Southend. And it's amazing. That place never misses. I'm a little boring when it comes to that place. I always get the same thing. They have a hot dog that has like Big Mac like stuff on it. So it has special sauce, and I can't even explain it. I don't even remember what it's called, but I get that, and I get this like other ridiculous hot dog with like pimento cheese and like super southern. It's incredible. I get their fries, and we're in North Carolina, so Cheerwine is my number one drink of choice when it comes to a beverage with dinner. I'm having water tonight. Take a sip. Then after that, it was my daughter's birthday. So we went, okay, I remember what we did Saturday. I'll get to that after this. So after that, we ran to Publix and got cupcakes, and we went back to my brother's house and hung out like we do every Sunday. The only difference was we sung my daughter happy birthday. She is 3 now. Happy birthday, Sadie. Sadie JD Gina, you are the best kid ever. You make me so much better as a person, and I am so grateful to be your dad. So we got to celebrate her. But so let's go back to Saturday. Saturday was my anniversary with my wife. 1 year married. We've been married 1 year. So we just spent some time as a family. It's tough out here. You know, I have my nieces that can watch Sadie. And I have my, you know, brother and my sister-in-law. They could obviously watch Sadie, but I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I just want her to be around. I love I love spending time with them. Obviously, you know, you work a killer work week, and you know, I try to spend as much time with them as possible. So we went to the mall, and then we grabbed a bite to eat. Not the most eventful anniversary, if I'm being honest, and I kind of feel like pretty bad about it, but I have a plan, so I'll make it up to my wife if she was upset. But my wife is super simple, but I don't want to take advantage of that because she deserves the best. So we'll get back to anniversary stuff soon because something else is coming up. So then, you know, the usual Monday through Friday. Today is Thursday, but you know, work. And the only difference about this week and the next few weeks, actually, excuse me, the only difference is that the church is open from 5 a.m. to 6:30-ish for prayer every morning. So last time they did that, I went every day. And I loved it. And I'll be doing that the next, you know, from Monday, last Monday, the next 21 days, as far as Monday through Friday. So it's not really 21, but I am excited for it. I think it's last time we did it, it just felt good every morning to start your day like that. And you know, when you're trying to better yourself in any avenue, but in my context, you know, like better myself as a follower of Christ, there's always stumbling blocks, you know what I mean? And the term is, you know, there's no blessing without, you know, basically like a stumbling block. So, you know, Monday I got hit pretty hard at work. I just hold myself to a standard, as a former manager. And yes, former, I understand that. People love to like emphasize that word, like you're not that anymore. And while that is true, I also think it's true that if you're in that position of quote unquote power, you need to know how to talk to people, minimum. Like that is the basics of employment. And especially management, people skills. You have to have some sort of people skills, some communication skills. And, you know, I'll say it, you know, my job, the management team isn't that strong. I actually think they're pretty weak. And they're, you know, and it's not that I want to be there in that position, because I don't, because the hours are terrible. That place will eat you alive. But the minimum thing that you have to do is be able to talk about, to somebody. So I had a little incident, and probably people here won't get it, but it's like I'm from Philly. Like, I am Philly through and through, and I pull no punches. I keep it as honest as possible. You know, I try to tell people what I'm thinking and let them know how I'm feeling. And boy, did I let my general manager know. Yes, upper management. I went off. You know, I'm not afraid to say I used some foul language, and it got to me. It got to me bad. I had to walk out the job to take a breather. I took like 35 minutes to relax. I was pretty emotional. I had to call my dad for him to calm me down. Shout out to my dad, who's just cool as a cucumber, you know. It's like, yo, you're there to do a job. Don't even worry about the things you can't control. And And he's like, I know how you're feeling. I know what you're saying. Just don't let it get to you like that. And took his advice, went back in. They called me into the office. You know, the guy, like, refuted everything. I let him talk for, like, 5 minutes straight. Him kind of coming at me like, well, I didn't say that, blah, 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 blah. I let him talk. And then when he was done, I said, can I talk now? And unfortunately for him, he said some things in front of me that he can't refute. So I was like, oh, you've never said something like this? I've never sat in this chair and you in that chair and you in that chair and you say so and so word for word. And then he was like, just stood stuck and was like, oh yeah, I said that. I'm like, yeah, exactly. I said, even if I agree with you, you're in management. You need to learn how to address people. And yeah, like I said, I was pretty emotional. Mondays, obviously, big night in the church for me personally, because I started that night of opening the church for prayer. So I just went in there and kind of just tried to center myself once again, because it really threw me off emotionally, mentally. It just rocked me. And I'm just glad it's over. I went in Tuesday. I kept that, you know, you're here to do a job. Wednesday, same thing. Lucky for me, I got to get out a little early yesterday, being Wednesday. But today, it doesn't matter, because we get crushed today and I don't get home till almost 6 o'clock, which again is part of the problem. And I'll end it with this. Like, I'd rather leave 2 consecutive days at 3:30 or 4 o'clock than leave at 2:30 one day and 5:15 the next day. Do you get it? It's just ridiculous. Like, space out your work so the days will get shorter or a full. You know, you get a full day instead of getting an early day. You get 2, like, pretty normal days. Like, we can work to 3:30, no problem. But when it gets past that, and especially when it gets past 4, people start to get irritable. They say stuff that they wouldn't have been saying, you know, at 9:30 a.m. when they thought, hey, I'll be out of here by 3 or 3:30. You know what I mean? So like I said, I had to center myself once again and focus and, you know, ask for that, you know, peace and guidance from the Lord. Hey man, I just need a break. Like, tell me what you need me to do so that I can chill. But no man, besides that, it's been a beautiful week. I love waking up in the morning to run to church, you know, half hour, 15 minutes. It's like perfect start to your morning. Best breakfast you can have. But yeah, we're here now. Before we get into the MMA, I already said it once, I'll say it again. Sadie, happy birthday. You have no idea the impact you've had on my life. As a man. Man. That's my baby girl. And then to my wife, happy anniversary, babe. I love you so much. You're so thoughtful. You're so caring. You're so kind. And I'm so blessed to have you. I love you so much. Here's a sip of water to many more. Yeah. Let's get into some MMA, guys. That's what you're here for, right? So, before we get into the card from last week, let's just say, A1 booking by Bellator, coming off the heels of their, you know, featherweight championship fight announcement, as well as their former featherweight champ going up to lightweight, his announcement, Bellator books a lightweight title fight. Patricky Pitbull versus undefeated rising prospect and now title challenger, number one contender, Umar Nurmagomedov. Yes, you heard that right. Umar Nurmagomedov. A1, man. A1 booking. Congratulations. I cannot wait to see that fight. I love the way Umar fights. He's like a more elusive striker with you know, those that Dagestani wrestling. And it's all that freaking thing needs. They need that, like, when I say they, I mean Dagestani wrestlers. They need that, you know, base. He's really elusive. He's so sharp, and his submissions are phenomenal, obviously, like his grappling. So I'm excited to see that. I'm excited to see how he does against such a veteran like Patricky Pitbull. Man, that is a freaking phenomenal fight announcement. You know what else is a phenomenal fight announcement? Right after I got off the air last week, man. They got me. And they got me freaking good. So let's get into some UFC fight announcements. Right now, first off, right here, November 12th in Madison Square Garden, UFC 281. Your main event, Israel, the Last Stylebender, Adesanya versus Alex Poatang Pajera. It's finally announced. It's closer than you think. And I cannot freaking wait. Man, that is a freaking firefight. I can't wait. We also have Randy Brown versus Francisco Trinaldo. Waldo Cortez Acosta versus Jared Vandera. Ricky Tercios versus Kevin Natavidat. Ubabakar Nurmagomedov versus Omar Gadsiev. That is a name. Phil Halls versus Roman Dolidze. Clayton Rodriguez versus Vinicius Salvador. Tagir Ulambekov versus Nate Maness. Ricardo Ramos versus Danny Henry. Tony Gravely versus Javid Basharat. Yes! Can't freaking wait for that. That's September 17th. Jared Cannonier versus Sean Strickland. Armin Petrosian versus AJ Dobson. Manny Martinez versus Brendan Davis. Chris Rodriguez versus Garrett Armfield. Eric Anders versus Kyle Daukus. Let's go, Daukus. Molly McCann versus Aaron Blanchfield. That's going to be in Madison Square Garden. Ramona Pascuala versus Tamires Vidal. And Hayoni Barcelos versus Trevin Jones. A lot of fun fight announcements there. Obviously, the biggest one being that main event. Right? That main event for Madison Square Garden. So, I'm excited. All of you should be excited. Lots of things going on the rest of the year. Moving on to last week, let's talk about UFC Fight Night. Live from the Apex, in your main event, Jamal Sweet Dreams Hill versus Thiago Mageta Santos. This was a war for four rounds before Jamal Hill was able to finish Thiago Santos by TKO in the fourth round. I believe, well, we can say this. This was his first loss to strikes since 2018. And I believe his first loss by TKO in the 205-pound division. So Thiago Santos, we know, one of the toughest dudes ever. But Jamal Hill put it on him for four rounds and was able to get him out of there. And dude, Jamal Hill, one of the most fun people to watch in the freaking light heavyweight division. His striking, phenomenal. Look at these last three fights. He TKOs Thiago Santos. He KOs Johnny Walker. Do you guys remember that earlier this year? That was a tough night for me. If anybody remembers, that was the night my mom passed away. But I remember watching that with like everybody in the house. And when Johnny Walker got hit, him like stiffening up midair. Dude. That kind of brought a smile to my day on the worst day of my life. So I'll always remember that. He KOs Jimmy Crute late last year. And then his only loss was to Paul Craig, which he was throwing down with Paul Craig till he got caught in an arm bar that snapped his arm when he moved the wrong way. So, you know, Jamal Hill is one of the most exciting prospects at 205. I believe, let's actually check together. I believe that he's like ranked number 6 now in that division, which is crazy. Look at that, number 6, up 4 spots, only behind Anthony Smith, who will probably be out a full year. Alexander Rakic, also probably out a full year. Ankalaev, looking for a fight. I could see that happening. Or Jan Blachowicz. That's a great fight as well. So plenty, plenty to do for Jamal Hill before getting that title shot. But you know what? I wouldn't be mad if he got it now. I'd actually be pretty excited because he is so much fun to watch. And him versus Jiří, fireworks. And you want to talk about fireworks? Co-main event, Jeff Neal defeats Vicente Luque by TKO in the third round. You want to talk about toughness? You can't bring up toughness in the UFC without talking about Vicente Luque. He's kill or be killed. Unfortunately for him, he was on the other side of Jeff Neal, and he got whooped, man. There were moments in this fight where I was like asking the ref to call it, but I get it. He was still fighting back, you know what I mean? And you never know in this sport. You really never know. Great, great win for Jeff Neal as well. Someone who moved up significantly. Yeah, up 5 spots to number 8. Sean Brady moves up 2 spots to number 7. Sean Brady versus Bilal Muhammad happening soon, which is really exciting. Dude, we're only from today, Thursday, we are 9 days away from Kamaru Usman versus Leon Edwards 2. Dude, let's go. let's keep going through the main card. Muhammad Usman defeats Zach Pauga by one of the most devastating KOs I've seen. Just a thunderous left hook, follows up with 2 of the most unnecessary shots I've seen in a long time. These were like super necessary, unnecessary, if you get my drift. Congratulations to him. He wins his Ultimate Fighter contract. Juliana Miller, same thing, defeats Brogan Walker in the third round by TKO. Congratulations to you on your Ultimate Fighter title victory and contract. Sergey Spivak defeats Augusto Sakai by TKO in the second round. He moves up in the rankings as well as he should, from not ranked to number 12, man. Good on him. He's a lot of fun to watch. Terrence McKinney defeats Eric Gonzalez by rear naked choke in the first round. One of the best call-outs of the night. He calls out Patty the Batty. Come on, Patty. Let's get it done. Madison Square Garden. Might as well. Michelle Oleksiyshuk defeats Sam Alvey by TKO in the first round. Devastating punch puts Sam Alvey out, man. Sam Alvey is gone from the UFC. Probably the knockout of the night. Matthews, North Carolina's own son, Brian Pooh Bear Battle. He defeats Takashi Sato by head kick KO. This was something to behold. A head kick knockout. And, you know, he follows up with two strikes. Not as bad as Muhammad Usman's. But, dude. Excuse me. Drink. Muhammad Usman's follow-up shots were so bad that Zach Palga, even though he was knocked out unconscious, after he got hit with that second hammer fist, his face cringed. It was crazy. That's how hard he got hit. But Brian Battle gets it done with a head kick KO. And if you have not seen, go to Brian Battle's Instagram and watch the video of his first amateur fight where he is 250, 260. He's humongous. Ball head. It's crazy. Just gets his whole grill kicked out and knocked out cold. Like, highlight reel knockout. What a way to bounce back, man. Congratulations to Prime Paddle. Corey McKenna defeats Miranda Granger by Von Fluchoke in the second round. Good on Corey McKenna to get back on that horse. And then Myro Bueno Silva defeats Stephanie Eger by submission due to an armbar in the first round. It's weird because, obviously, 10 fights, 10 finishes, amazing card. But this first fight, so awkward because you can't see Stephanie Eger tap out. Myro Bueno Silva let go of the hold to be a good sportsman because she felt the tap. Fortunately enough for her, a judge saw the tap as well. So, yeah, congratulations, Myro Bueno Silva. Great card. Like I said, 10 fights, 10 finishes. Jamal Hill, great highlight. Almost all these winners, man, just great, great highlights, man. Really, really fun card. We'll be talking about that at the end of the year. Contender Series this past week. I've caught every episode of the Contender Series thus far. I think I've been forgetting to talk about it. But, yeah. Excuse me. Let's talk about the guy in the main event, Bo Nickel. Just freaking dominates this dude. Zach Borrego submits him in the first round. The guy never stood a chance. Bo Nickel moves to 2-0. Doesn't get the contract, but is awarded another fight. Hey, got all the time in the world, kid. He is a freaking beast. I don't want to be on the other side of that guy. And in the cage. But yeah, Contender Series has been a lot of fun. First week was rough. Besides Joe Pyfer, The first week was really rough. But since then, lots and lots of fun. I mean, it's only two more episodes that have been really fun, but hey, that's enough for me. Moving on to this week's events, starting with PFL 8 Saturday afternoon. Weird. In the main event, Rory McDonald. I can't believe this guy's still fighting. He takes on Delano Taylor. Notable names on this card: Hannan Fajeda, Juan Adams, Sadabu Sai. Wow, there's not much on this card. Yeah. Don't anybody take offense to this, but I will not be mad if you skip this card. Yeah, I definitely won't be mad. Friday night starts it off. Tonight, as you guys are listening to this, Bellator 284 live from the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. In the main event, Goti Yamauchi versus Neiman Gracie. Valentino Moldovsky versus Steve Mowry. Alima-Leigh McFarlane versus Brunaella. Said Soma versus Gokhan Sadikam. Austin Vanderford is back, way low on the card. He's taking on Aaron Jeffries. Deanna Bennett versus Justin Kish. Pat Downey's on this card? Hell yeah. Oh yeah, I'm tuning in tonight. Hell yeah, Pat Downey's on this card. I'm in. That's Bellator 284. Then UFC Fight Night live from the Pachanga Arena in San Diego in your main event. One of the top 10 most exciting fighters in the UFC. I'll just be safe and say it like that. In the UFC, Marlon Chito Vera takes on Dominic the Dominator Cruz. A phenomenal main event. I think whoever wins this fight is going to move way up there in that 135-pound division. I cannot wait for this fight, man. I'm all about Cheeto, man. Ruka, put that shirt back up in a 2X. I need it. Co-main event, David Onama versus Nate Landwehr. Yasmin Yada Jauregui. Jauregui. That is a Mexican name, and I can't say it. Versus Ismin Lucinda. Devin Clark versus Azamat Mirzakhanov. Ariane Lipsky versus Priscila Cachuera. Gerald Meerschaert, GM3 versus Bruno Silva. That should be a really fun fight. Oh, my girl. Loopy. Loopy's back. Lupita Godinez versus Angela Hill. Lucas Brzeski versus Martin Budoy. Nina Nunes versus Cynthia Calvillo. Gabriel Benitez versus Charlie Ontiveros. Tyson Nam versus Ode Osborne. Jason Witt versus Josh Kinlang. And Yusuf Zalal versus Damon Blackshear. 13 fights. We got a long night ahead of us. Luckily for us, starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So let's go. The main event is killer. David Onama is so much fun. It's crazy to see that he's in the co-main event. Yeah, this is a banger. This main event is, I can't stop thinking about it. Unfortunately for Cheeto, though, he's got to deal with Dominic Cruz's footwork. Bold prediction: Cheeto Vera defeats Dominic Cruz by body kick, or the body kick leads to the finish, we'll just say. Can't wait. Killer card. And, yeah, obviously there's Contender Series Tuesday, which will happen before we record. And your main event, Thomas Paul versus Esteban Ribovic. Claudio Hiberio versus Ivan Valenzuela. These names, man. Jack Cartwright versus Jose Johnson. Haley Cowan versus Claudia Lady. And Nazim Sadyakov versus A. Hassanzada. Man, I'm sorry I butchered all them names, but MMA is a worldwide sport. I should be getting used to these crazy names. But I'm not. But this has been this week's episode of YBE MMA. I am Josh Prepagina. You can find me on all forms of social media. Elroy Preps in one word. You can find the show on Instagram at YBE MMA Podcast, as well as Teespring. Teespring.com/stores/YBE MMA Podcast. If it's your birthday, happy birthday. Love your mothers. I love you, Mom. Enjoy the fights this weekend, and we'll see you next week.